Ladies, you are busier than ever, and I feel you. What are we doing? Taking care of families, working, chasing your dreams. So staying fit is hard to squeeze into your schedule, but with Body Boss, you can. Unlock your dream body with this great 12-week Body Boss workout program at home in just 24 minutes a day, 3 days a week. I mean, that's less than 90 minutes a week with no equipment, no subscription. See results for yourself thanks to the hashtag boss effect, known as excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. So you burn fat long after your workout. Plus, with caring pro coaches and a free Facebook group of supportive kick-ass women like you, you're never alone. So try Body Boss with this special offer just for our listeners and get 25% off the fitness guide at bodyboss.com/Dubrow. Order now and get free shipping and a money-back guarantee. This is their best deal ever. Get Body Boss for 25% off at bodyboss.com/Dubrow. 12 weeks from now, you will thank yourself for starting now. That's bodyboss.com/Dubrow. Heather Dubrow's world, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back. Natalie's jacket's inside out.
Whoopsies.
I was like, that's interesting. It's kind of like edgy. Like you can see the seam sticking
that's
up.
That's so funny. Good thing I didn't go out like this.
Oh my God.
Just came straight here.
First of all, thank you everyone for all of your fabulous comments on yesterday's show. Yes. I think we're all on the same page about the Jon Bon Jovi thing, so we'll be awaiting his response. I am exhausted.
How was your Halloween? Okay, you looked so cute.
Thank you.
I liked my idea.
Your idea was great. So, all right. So, because a lot of you were asking me, I thought you were doing it with Lindsay. And I need a picture of Lindsay's. I never got a picture.
She just posted one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah,
they were so cute.
That is cute.
The whole family was the Incredibles, which seemed to be a really popular.
Very popular.
Thing this year. But her costumes were particularly fabulous, okay. I have to say.
Did she make them?
She had them made.
Okay.
She had them made. But they were so cute. But I don't have any great pictures of me and Lindsay. So my original idea was, I was like, let's just, because I wanted to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's just go as housewives. But like in a robe with
like
curlers.
Classic.
And yeah. And just, you know, face cream and like that kind of thing. And carry like a bottle of Valium and a glass of wine or something. Like 1950s housewives.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be funny. She never really glommed on to that idea, I have to say. She got the Incredibles things, and I'm thinking, okay, she wants to do that. I know she wants to do that. She probably just doesn't want to hurt my feelings. And I'm like, all right, well, what can I do? So I was texting with Natalie, and Natalie sends me this picture of a mime, mm-hmm. like a classic mime. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, this is a great idea. I'll be a mime. And then I'm looking at the suspenders and the beret, and I'm like, wait a minute. I've got like Chanel suspenders, and I've got a little Dior beret, and I've got this. I'm like, maybe I'll make like a couture.
I love it.
Mime.
Yeah.
But then, all right, but I dialed it back a little bit. So what happened was I had this really cute black leather Dior beret, and it says Dior on it in gold. And then I thought it was going to be ruined with the makeup.
Right.
And I'm glad I didn't wear it because I put on a regular beret that I could clean, mm-hmm. and I just put a Chanel pin on it, and I definitely got white makeup on it.
Did.
So I'm glad I did that. And then I had on Chanel ballet flats in black and gold because I was using gold as my accent color. And I was walking around the house, and I'm like, huh, trick-or-treating. Yeah. And
in ballet flats, yeah.
And then I switched to little black sneakers. So.
It was so cute. It was adorable.
It was so fun. And then I got a lot of comments like, yeah, you're not going to talk the whole night.
That's why I told you. I'm like, well, this will give you a reason not to talk.
Yeah, it'll be a win-win. Yeah. Terry will be so happy. I'll shut up all night.
Yeah.
No, I totally talked. So let me see what happened. So I went to school mm-hmm. for the big Halloween festivities. They do a very cool thing at the girls' school. It's called Run, Give, Serve. So it used to be a jogathon they would do, and you'd have to sponsor them, and then you'd pay per lap, and it would mm-hmm. go to charity to feed, like, you know, kids that didn't have food or homeless. And it was great, but they took it up a notch a couple of years ago. So what they do is they still do the running thing, but you don't sponsor them or anything. It's more, you know, like they run and they do. Like the older kids do it, like, I don't know, 3 miles or something, mm-hmm. and the younger kids do less, and they hula hoop, and they have what do you call that? Like obstacle courses and stuff like that. And then they go into the gym and they have all these bags and they pack food.
Right.
So, and the older kids go to the food bank and the younger kids pack backpacks for this program, this backpack program, which, you know, provides food for kids on the weekends that, you know, are on subsidized eating plans so during sweet. The week at school. So a lot of them, when they go home during the weekend, they don't have food. So they pack these sustainable foods like peanut butter and, you know, canned foods and that awesome. Kind of thing. It's amazing. And it's great for our kids before they go house to house getting candy to realize that there's children out there that don't even have like real food on the weekend. 100%. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice thing. Anyway, so it's a half day. And so I went there and it was the first year that it was just Coco.
Oh my goodness.
Because what happens is they do like a little costume parade and they do the Halloween stuff. And then we move into the running and the charitable portion of the day. And it started out being the three girls there because Nikki's always been at the other school. And then Max became a middle schooler and she would go off to the food bank. And now Kat is a middle schooler.
Oh my gosh, you have one more left.
Is that crazy? But what was really sweet about it, honestly, was that I could just focus on Coco. Because it used to be I'd be running, especially when all three of them were so little. Right. I'd be running back and forth between all of them. And thankfully, Nikki's events were always on a different day. So that worked out. So we did that, and then we came home, and all right, so I posted pictures of our Halloween decor, some of it anyway, and if you want to see it, you can go on my Instagram at Heather Dubrow and go check that out. Oh, by the way, the new episode of Heather's Closet with the tour is up, so you can go watch Heather's Closet and become a subscriber because we're about to do a giveaway, a really good, I think it's a really fun giveaway. Actually, they'll know what it is, right? Yeah. Should we tell them? So I'm obsessed with coasters, which I think a lot of you know. There's coasters in literally every... I don't even think, now that I'm thinking about what we showed on the episode, I'm not even sure we showed all the coasters.
No,
I think we didn't. That... I'm going to count them in my mind and let you know later how many coasters. But so we're doing a coaster contest.
Yes.
So, and more than one person's going to win. So you have to go to Heather's Closet on YouTube. There's a link in, I think there's a link in my bio, but there's not. Go to heatherdubrow.com or just go to YouTube and type it in and become a subscriber and then you're eligible to win. Okay. Anyway, so Nicole and her sister Rochelle are the ones that do my incredible decorating for every holiday. And so this year, they always do crafts for the kids. And this year, they created this whole thing on my entryway. They took Consult Beauty and turned it all into ghoulish potions.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's brilliant. And some of the pictures don't really even do it justice because they took each of the faces of the family and did, they look like holograms. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So go check it out. They're just so brilliant. And then they did all of these crafts. And I showed the critter fairy houses that Coco and I did. By the way, I love mine so much. I kind of want to say it. And then one of them I brought to Lindsay's house last night for Halloween and we never ended up making it. So we'll have to do it another night, which was like this mummy making thing. But so one of the things she left was blood fudge.
Oh my gosh, so cool.
So I kept looking at it like blood fudge. Like that's cool. It looked like chocolate with blood pouring through it. I'm like, that is so cool. So we get home from school and I say to Coco, I'm like, well, why don't we make the blood fudge? And she's like, okay, great. So we're making the blood fudge. We're making it and we end up with these two bowls, right? And one's chocolate and one's vanilla. And we're mixing them and I'm reading the directions and it basically says at one point, like take spoonfuls of each of them and just randomly throw them into the tin.
Okay.
And then you kind of shake it and swirl it and whatever. So we start doing that, and I look at Coco. And Coco says something like, well, how is it blood?
Yeah.
And I'm like, looking at the white and the chocolate, I'm going, yeah, I don't know. And Coco goes, food coloring? And I look down, and sure enough, there's a bottle of food coloring there because they had given us all the ingredients. And I was like, darn. So I take the food coloring, and I squish it in the white, and I mix it up. I'm like, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
And I start spooning it, and I go, does that look pink to you? She's like, it looks pink, Mom. I'm like, yeah, it's pink. And so I look at the directions. It's like 3 tablespoons.
Oh, my goodness.
So I put more in, and now it's red. But now most of the chocolate one is gone. And oh, my God, it was such a fail. But we so we did the whole thing. We put it in there and left it to set. And we looked at it later, and it was like...
No bueno.
No, it was like pink, white, brown, and red, mishmash, something.
So fun. Like an anemic person's
blood. It was so bad.
That's so funny.
I'm definitely not meant to cook.
I hate baking.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I just don't have the touch. It's like, just add a little hit of this. I just don't understand it.
But I could follow a recipe. Like, why couldn't I just follow the darn recipe? I don't know why.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
And the funniest part was that Chef Amanda came later and she was there and I was showing her my blood fudge. And she's like, see, this is why I don't bake. And I'm like, yeah, you say that.
And then
but you do bake.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. She made biscuits.
Oh. every day. It's always like, oh my gosh.
But I'll tell you about that later. But anyways, so she was there. So Amanda made, we were having dinner out, but she came in the afternoon just to do some stuff in the house. And she made this epic hot chocolate bar for the kids.
That's so
oh my goodness. It was hot chocolate. And then she had all little things like candy corns and cinnamon sticks and marshmallows and cookies and so cute.
That is cute.
And it was just kind of fun. Like all the kids were getting ready. And then Lisa came over and picked up Kat because she was going with Harper. And they got dressed as deer. Adorable.
They looked adorable.
Ashley did their makeup. So cute. And Nikki, I don't think Nikki wore a costume.
He didn't?
I only saw him. He was still home when we left.
Yeah.
And he was going over to Emerald Bay. So I didn't see him when he left. And when I came home, he was already home with the friends. And they were in the jacuzzi.
You didn't ask him, like, did you go?
I asked him, before I asked him if he was wearing a costume. He was like, no. I said, okay. You know what I thought was really cool, though? And I meant to repost this, but you posted something. Will you read the thing that you posted?
Yeah.
Because I thought this was really good. There were two things that I saw this year.
The teenager one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that one.
Yeah. I'll read that one, and you read yours. Okay, so, here. So actually, Tammy and Greg are the ones that posted this. It says, for those passing out candy this year, when a teenager comes to your door, please give them the candy without saying, aren't you too old to be doing this? Because they could be out doing things much worse, like drinking and driving, vandalizing drugs, etc. I would rather they be knocking on my door asking for candy and having safe, legal fun than seeing them do the dangerous things they could be doing. Let them be kids as long as they can be. Kids grow up way too fast. Let them spend one evening channeling their inner childhood. Share and keep it going. I loved that.
Me too.
And I loved this, what you posted.
Mine says, with Halloween upon us, please keep in mind a lot of little people will be visiting your home. Be accepting. The child who is grabbing more than one piece of candy may have poor fine motor skills. The child who takes forever to pick out one piece of candy may have motor planning issues. The child who does not say trick or treat or thank you may be nonverbal. The child who looks disappointed when they see your bowl might have an allergy. The child who isn't wearing a costume at all might have a sensory issue or autism. Be nice, be patient. It's everyone's Halloween.
Made me cry.
I know. I love that. And I got so many messages like, my child, you know, has some sort of something, and that it meant a lot. So I think it's
super sweet.
Yeah.
And it's true. I wish we had talked about this before Halloween. But,
yeah.
But yeah, but just keep in mind that
and
for
every day, you know,
you never know, especially just even when patient. Kids come to sell cookies, Girl Scout cookies and that whole thing.
Exactly.
And also it's a learning experience for them. Even if you don't want the cookies, you could just listen and be nice
right.
and tell them thank you. You're teaching them that it's okay to say no.
Right.
But
that's why I think
how to
just,
do it properly.
But just even like out and about, you know, if a kid's having some sort of moment in a store or whatever it is, it's like you just don't really know what's going on in their life. You can't really judge it. And or in a theater, you know, you just don't know. You never know.
Which is going to bring us to our topic later about kids. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So that was terrific. I loved that you posted that. Are we both getting sick?
I just like cannot. I feel like mine's almost like bronchial now. It's like in my chest. Ugh, I can't get rid of it.
I crashed this morning. All right, anyway, let me finish telling you about Halloween. So anyway, so Nikki was here with his buddy, and Max and her friend came downstairs, and they were wearing like, I don't know, shorts and fishnets and tops and like bloody shirts.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you? And they're like, we don't know. I'm like, okay.
She goes, add a little blood and you can just be anything.
Yeah,
dead.
She's like, are you cool with this? And I'm like, yep. She goes, really? It's funny. Sometimes I think she likes to put me in this weird box as if I have made comments to her like, that's not appropriate. Like, I always think she's very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, maybe once 2 years ago, she wanted to buy something or she bought something that I thought was very short that I didn't think was age appropriate. Or appropriate for anyone, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I always think she makes good choices.
Was it a little more risque, this one? Was that why she asked you?
Yeah. But you know what? She's almost 15. That's what they do. And I have to tell you, after looking through my friends' kids and random teenagers that we know, they all look fine.
Yeah. It wasn't like, okay, yeah. Like,
but
cover
isn't
it up.
This the era of, you know, wearing kind of a little sexier things?
I think it's always in.
I mean, in high school.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean like the times we're in. I mean like in high school,
that's
what you,
when you
do.
Yes, of course. And by the way, even if you leave the house covered up, you know they're going to be like getting it, you know, shortening up and
Totally. So I would say shirt. In the realm of all that, they looked fine to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I had good. No issues with it.
Yeah.
So we went, and they came with us over to Lindsay's house. So we went over to Lindsay's house, and Terry was the shark.
Of course.
So Coco.
Surprising.
Coco was this big pumpkin, inflatable pumpkin at school, which was literally the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
She had the motor on the whole time. It was so funny. She couldn't.
For being so shy, she just like is so funny.
Isn't it so funny?
Yeah.
That she's willing to do that. Anyway, she loved it. So she wore that at school, and then she came home, and her second costume was shark eating man. That kind of thing. Okay. So it was a big shark costume, and her face pokes through as if the shark's eating her, but no one understood it.
Oh.
Everyone thought she was just a shark.
Oh, gosh.
And it bugged her.
Oh, no.
So she wore it for a little while, and then I had gotten her a fin also, and then she changed to the shark fin.
Oh, my gosh. So they were, like, just twins.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But, the, like, a couple of the houses she walked up to, they were like, well, what are you? And she would turn around and go, shark.
That's hilarious.
It was very funny. Great time there. They're such good hosts.
So you guys went to Lindsay's house?
Yeah.
Okay. What do they decorate? Do they?
Of course, it's Lindsay.
I know, that's why. So what are they? What did she do?
She had adorable decorations. She did a whole pirate ship in the front.
Cute.
And bones everywhere. And they got the taco guy.
Oh,
and,
fun.
Drinks.
And was it just you guys or a bunch of friends?
It was us. And do you remember her friend Amanda that we met at her birthday? Amanda was there, and their friend Brandon.
Okay.
And that was it.
Oh, cool. So it was just your guys' kids?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
It was so fun. And you know what's so funny? You know those little ride-in toys, like the cars, like they have a little Escalade for kids to drive and that kind of thing? They have a small one, and they put Parker in it, and he starts, like, driving, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, as it turns out, I didn't know they make them remote control now.
They do?
Yes. So, by the way, genius.
Yeah.
So Craig's like, he's like, I just saw it. I just bought it. So He's got Parker, who's, what, 15 months old now?
Yeah.
In the little car, and it looks like he's driving it himself, and he's totally doing it by remote control. So
that is funny. Hilarious.
Craig was like, I just want to take it to the park.
Yeah.
And, like, see people watch Parker driving.
That is so funny.
That's so funny. So we hung out there. We had drinks. We had dinner. And then we went trick-or-treating.
That's fun. She has a good neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Their neighborhood is terrific. Really nice houses. We went out a little bit too late this year. I think we started at like 7:30, and they have a lot of young kids in that neighborhood. So you kind of have to go right at sundown.
Yep.
And then Max and her friend didn't come, but they were all driving the golf cart. Craig was teaching everyone how to drive the golf cart, which was hilarious.
That's so cute.
And then Max and her friend left with Danielle. Danielle was a dead bride.
Okay.
Which was so funny. And we were sending pictures to her boyfriend. And by the way, Danielle did my makeup.
Oh, it looked so good.
Didn't she do such a good job?
I loved it.
Yeah, she's so talented.
Yeah.
And so they left, and they actually met up with Nikki and his friend at some party, and that was it. And then we had a great time. It was super fun. And then we came home, not too late, and then the twins were with their friends in the jacuzzi. We hung out a little bit and went to bed. But I think by the time we went to bed, it must have been like 11.
Yeah, and it's a school night too.
And it's a school night, but I got all the four of them, the teenagers, up early to go to school. And they were like, it's late start today because they switched the days. I'm like, oopsie, sorry.
Go back to bed.
And then I went into Kat and Coco's room and I was like, hi. And they're like, oh. And I go, do you want to sleep in? And they were like, yes. I'm like, great.
It's good, because I want you to.
I went right back to bed. I swear, I think I could have slept all day.
I know. Well, you've been exhausted.
I really need to take this weekend and do two things. I'm going to rest and, like, rejuvenate myself, because next weekend we have events going on, and I just really need to, like, regroup.
Get yourself back together.
Yes, I need to get myself out together, and I need to sleep, and I need to whatever. And I need to figure out for our trip for Thanksgiving, like, all of the different things I want to plan.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
I like it.
Yes. So you did nothing last night?
I did the scariest thing I could, which is purge my closet. I've just been,
I need to do that.
From the day that I moved in, I just closed it. And I'm like,
Oh, you never did it?
No.
Oh.
I just couldn't deal with it.
Okay.
It was too much. It was too big of a project for me. Because I have things in there that I've had since high school. And I just can't get rid of it. Because I'm always like, oh, but maybe that
This is why you won't let me over.
No, no,
I'm such a good purger.
No, well, you would purge my whole closet. Like, literally, you would
wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm telling you.
Okay, so what happened?
Because on my bucket list before I turn 30, I want to have a whole new wardrobe. Not like, you know, expensive things. I just want to clean house and I want to have a different look for when
I get it.
You know what I mean?
By the way, I love this.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I have to do it. So I bought a clothing rack.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to build it because my closet is like 2x2. Okay. Right. It's like the smallest thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to build the rack. I'm going to start grabbing everything that I want to get rid of that I can maybe even sell.
Right.
And put it on the rack.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to make a pile of just giveaway, donate, and all my shoes, accessories,
yep.
everything.
Yes.
So I started doing that, started making my piles, and I just started feeling so much better. And I'm like, you know what? Anything that has a hole in it, mm-hmm. anything that you feel like is salvageable, no, just get rid of it. Have you worn it 10,000 times and you feel like, no, just...
By the way, have you not worn it in 3 years? Get rid of it.
Exactly.
Except the only exception to that rule is like very, very good...
Like a vintage.
...designer
or like
pieces. Because like I have... designer jackets that I've had for 20 years.
Right.
And you rewear them.
Exactly. But I have like Forever 21 things.
No, you got to get rid of them.
H&M
By the way,
things.
The black or white t-shirts, you know the white t-shirts you have that are like are a little yellow and you're like, yeah, but guess what? They're so cheap. Go
exactly.
Buy a new one.
Exactly. So that's what I was doing.
Love that.
I'm still in the process of doing it and I still just need to reorganize and get my life together. But like the bathing suits and all that and like the jeans, I just can't go
it's
there yet.
It's too hard. The jeans, I'm having a problem with the jeans.
It's the jeans. I look at it and I cringe. It's like, when do you try on the jeans? Like I'm having the same
problem.
I'm like 4 pounds, you
heavy?
Know, like even if it's
in
like
between?
The water weight or whatever it is, 4 to 5 pounds, the 10 pounds, whatever it is. I'm like not at the point where I'm like, I just don't want to try them on because I don't want to get rid of them because there's like a little muffin top or like a little of pudge,
right.
But I don't know. So that's where I'm at.
I have the same problem.
Yeah.
So I need to purge my closet too.
Yep.
And it's really the jean section. I have so many pairs of jeans and I start going, well, same thing.
Yeah.
Or like I have a pair of, let's say black jeans. Like I have a million pairs of black jeans, but some of them are sort of faded.
Right.
And they're not black anymore. Right. And I'm like, what do you do with those? But those are the comfortable ones.
Exactly.
You know what
those
I mean?
Are ones that like, you know, you can wear even
in
through
a
your
pinch.
Fluctuation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in a pinch, even like if you're bloated or whatever, you got that pair that you can wear. I don't know what the answer is. I feel like if you try everything on when you're thinnest, most perfect self without any bloat on you.
You're going to keep it.
Well, yeah, but then if you get rid of everything, I think you have to do like a medium time.
Right.
Or, by the way, maybe you try on twice. Like you try on, maybe I'm going to do it this way. Try on when you're a little bloated and all that.
And see.
Because if you have stuff now that when you're totally bloated, they're big on you.
I know.
Or they look bad, then you know you can get rid of them.
Right.
I think this has to be like a process that you do over time. Because what I did was I pulled out half my pants and put them on my rack to do the same thing.
Yep.
But every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, I don't want to try them on.
Oh, it's the most painful thing.
Well, I've been doing it as I go. So like if sometimes, like when I'm getting dressed, I'll pull out a pair of jeans and I'll put them on and I'll be like, you know what? I just don't like the pockets or I don't like the way it sits on me or I just feel like they're too this or too that. I put them in the giveaway.
Yep, that's smart.
That's a good way to do it.
I've just been avoiding jeans in general. I've been going with like stretchy dresses and workout pants.
But what do you do with things like this? Like I have a pair of emerald green jeans, for example. And they're super cool.
Yeah.
I think I've worn them twice.
Okay.
And they're in perfect condition.
Yeah.
But do I really need them? Am I ever wearing them again?
Oh. See, that stuff I would probably keep.
That's why I keep them.
Yeah.
And then I've got all these like pleather jeans.
Yeah.
And all these different colors that I rarely wear. But it's like, what if you wanted a pair of brown pleather jeans?
I know that's so
it's
hard.
It's the just in case clothes. I don't know. I'm working on the jean thing is the one thing I have a problem purging.
The thing with me though is that if it's in my closet, then I won't go out and buy it. Like I had so many shoes, but half of them were either already broken or this or the heel or that. And I wouldn't buy, but I knew I needed it in my head. So every time, like I never had like a black strappy heel because I had one that I didn't like, but they were there.
Right.
So now that they're not there, because I got rid of them, now I have to buy a black strappy heel that I actually will use and I will wear. And I'll spend a little bit probably more on it so that they last me. Because before I used to just buy like
we remember the broken
do you remember
heel.
Oh, yeah. So I'm evolving. I really
That's
am.
Good. It's hard to get rid of shoes. Shoes are a weird thing because you feel bad getting rid of shoes. And you're like, well.
Unless they were cheap, then you
unless
don't
they
feel
were
that
cheap.
Bad.
But yeah, but. I've gotten really good at that. Now, did you purge like the underwear and the bras?
I don't really remember. I don't wear underwear and I don't wear bras.
Right. So you so have nothing. She doesn't have a drawer.
I actually do have a drawer, but I think I don't even need a drawer. Is that so pathetic?
No, I think it's hilarious.
I had like one pair. It's like if I absolutely have to.
That is so funny.
And one bra that it's like, I just don't need it. I know.
Some of us who need support.
But the bathing suits, I just cannot do the bathing
suits. Why?
I don't know. And they're all just like jumbled in one big bin. And it's like searching through. It's awful.
So I have mine all organized by, like I have black bikinis, embellished ones, colored ones, one pieces. But I should get rid of the one pieces. Like, why do I have one piece? I never wear one piece.
I know. You have so much room. I don't have any room. And so I just, for me, like if I had to, if I folded them and made it beautiful, mm-hmm. which I would love to do, there's no room for that.
The underwear sock drawer. That can be your bathing suit drawer.
I got rid of all my PJs.
Good
all my,
girl.
I know. All my hideous ones.
Good.
No, I didn't.
Do you have a nice robe?
You know what's funny? You know what everyone wants to know where you got your robe that you did your makeup tutorial
it's Lunya, in? Lunya.
Oh my God. There you go, people.
Lunya. I know. People ask
question
me.
Question answered. I don't. I have one decent one. But on me, because I'm so short, they just look massive on me. It's really not great.
You need a cute short one.
Maybe I'll get like a kid's large. You know? They wouldn't make sexy.
Marabou collar. Totally. It's so
I need
funny.
I just need like a really good petite line.
Yeah.
I need to just create a line.
You tell me they don't have a petite line for intimates?
It's really hard to find. Trust me, I've looked.
Good robe is really important.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, that's good. Purging is good.
Yeah, it was good.
So I need to do mine. That's on my list too to do.
Yeah, although you've done a very good job.
But now that I've redone my upper cabinets in my closet and opened them all up, I have purses that I've had for years that I know I'm not going to carry again.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not inexpensive, so like you don't know what to do with them. You give them to consignment.
Sell them. Yeah.
But they give you pennies on the dollar a lot of these places. You have to go to a really good consignment place if you want to get a good deal. But yeah, probably maybe I'll consign them or I'll give them away. I don't know. Look, if you're going to give something, my feeling is you either, if you're going to give it away, either make some money on it or give it to some kind of women's shelter or something where someone's going to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to do some more purging in there.
It just feels good though.
I love to purge. You kidding me?
Oh, it feels so good.
I get crazy if I open a drawer and it's all cluttered.
Yeah, once I'm in though, it's like a hole.
Oh,
I'm
it's
just
a
like
sinkhole, wormhole.
Oh my God, yeah, it felt good though.
Yeah, that's why we had the organizer come. What was it, like a couple months ago?
Mm-hmm.
We redid everything, and everything's very organized again and nice.
Yeah.
And now we're doing all the paint touch-ups. We're taking a quick break, but make sure to check out the wonderful sponsors who keep this show free. Make sure to check out the show description for links to all the deals on today's episode. Speaking of today's sponsors, today's episode is sponsored by ADT. Boy, I wish I had known about ADT before we built our house, because ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. I mean, honestly, for a fraction of the price I paid when we built this house. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Explore the vast number of things you can do with your secure smart home. You can set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors and set the thermostat when you leave, even close your garage door from virtually anywhere so it'll look like your home even when you aren't. And you can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. And don't worry about installing and configuring your system. ADT will DIY do it for you. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, garage door control, even video doorbells. All controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24/7 protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Update on the theater flood. The theater is still in the garage and the carpet is out to be cleaned and they still can't figure out what the problem is.
Yeah, and it started to smell.
Oh, wait, listen to this. Mm-hmm. No, wait, I heard what happened. So we woke up the other day. Did we not talk about this on yesterday's show? We woke up the other day and I said to Terry, I go, honey, really? Because it stunk so bad.
Him?
I thought it was Terry.
That's hilarious.
I go, really? And he goes, it's not me. I go, uh-huh. Like, we don't have a dog. Don't blame it on the dog. And he goes, no, I've been smelling that for a few days. I'm like, well, what'd you think? It was me? And I went into the bathroom and it reeked so bad of like, but like methane gas. Like it smelled so bad. I thought we had a gas leak.
Right.
So of course I texted Natalie. I texted Jim. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, call the gas company, whatever. So what they found out, and then it smelled so bad in the theater. So what happened was when they were working in the theater to find out what was going on, someone left the cap off the sewage thing in the theater.
It was just the cap?
Or whatever it was. It was the line from the sewage that they were working on down there wasn't closed. That's what they told me. Was that wrong?
They said that it was backed up, but that pipe was backed up. That's what I heard.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. What they told me was it had something to do with the sewage line to the theater.
But
and
the
it was because they
came
were.
And,
but they fixed it. Whatever it was, it was an easy fix and whatever.
But the smell
Oh my God. So now are the walls going to smell? The fabric?
We'll have to.
Does it still smell in there?
A little bit.
Oh, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're going to have to redo the whole thing?
They have fans going, so hopefully it'll just like...
Oh, God. It's hard with fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if they should spray like Febreze.
No.
Or something. No?
No.
You don't think?
Like a plug-in? Just.
I'm saying odors in fabric is very difficult to get
out. I know,
out.
Like some sort of like anti...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should ask them.
Yes.
And maybe we should ask... Is the restoration company working on it?
The restoration company working on...
On the smell? Who's working on the smell?
Oh, yeah. No. They're all... Yeah.
All right. I refuse to go in.
I know.
Anyway, so there's
I'm documenting it, though, just in case you want to
add it. By the way, I was going to ask you if you were. I'm so glad you were. I just don't want to see it.
I know. But I am. Just in case you want to see it one day when it's all beautiful.
When it's all done. I think I've really handled this well.
You have. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Although, and I think I said this before, you know, when it first happened, I was laying in bed thinking, do I redesign it?
Right.
Do I do something else? Because I think, honestly, if we have to pull all the fabric down off the walls...
Then you may want to.
I don't know. I love it so much, though.
It's beautiful. And the carpet... I mean, the carpet will get fixed, so that's fine.
So it didn't creep up the wall at all? I thought it did a little, but did it dry?
So small. I mean, you couldn't even tell unless you really put your hand under there and felt it.
But did they dry it?
It should be dry. I mean, yeah.
All right, so that's the story with that. And then we're putting our fake grass in.
Yes, which will be done Saturday.
That's cool.
Fountains will start getting fixed Monday.
Awesome.
Yes. So everything is happening just slowly but surely.
Oh, it's the champagne wall that's the problem now. Yes. I haven't heard from anyone.
They went dark.
I need to. Let me make a little note to, as I would say, ping someone today.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, oh my gosh, we just got the numbers for the books. You know, they do this thing, book scan every week, how many books you sell.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you.
That's awesome.
It's killing it. I'm so excited. I hope everyone's going to the Facebook group page. It's, do you know what
it is? The Dubrow Diet.
But isn't there a slash in there? I'm sorry.
It's just facebook.com/The Dubrow Diet.
Right. Facebook.com /TheDubrow Diet. Go check it out because there's now like, I don't know, 1,500 people on there or something. It's the community is growing and sharing information and photos and all that. I just love it. So get on there. And
so is Instagram too. If you hashtag Dubrow Diet, you'll see it's like there's a ton of posts of people like posting what they're eating and their before and afters. It's awesome.
I wonder if we should start an Instagram.
I think we need to.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. And if you haven't gotten your book yet from Amazon, they're coming. It was just they didn't anticipate this many books. Yeah. So they're restocking. They just loaded in like another 20,000 books, I think. So it's coming to you and you'll get it, soon. And if you want to order for the holidays, start ordering now. Trust me on this because we have a bunch of books coming in also the first week of December, but they're also going to be in Walmart, which is so exciting.
Oh, so exciting.
Okay. Enough about that. Anyway, so moving on.
Are we going to talk about the Lindsay thing?
Oh, yes. Shoot. We have to talk about that. Oh, and I want to talk about Star is Born.
Oh, I know.
Okay, we'll talk about Star is Born after. We can talk about the Lindsay thing. But the other thing I wanted to say, because yes. I'm looking at the time just to make sure we're good, because mm-hmm. I have to take Coco to get her expander today.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. She's so funny. She said, we were talking two days ago, and I'm like, so we're getting the expander and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I had a good life while it lasted.
Like, this is the end of the road for me.
Yep. That was it.
She is so cute.
She's so funny.
Gosh, that little girl.
But, all right, so she's got a really narrow palate, and she's got missing teeth, and she doesn't know that, so please don't tell her. Mm-hmm. But she's got, and it's this weird, I can't remember what the name of it is. I know people out there are going to say the name. But, okay, so you have your two front teeth, and then the two teeth next to it, those two teeth, there's a syndrome where they either come in deformed, small, or they don't come in at all. And it's interesting because Max and Nikki had them come in small, mm-hmm. and Kat doesn't have an issue. Uh-huh. Hers are fine. And then Coco doesn't have those two teeth.
Didn't you say that it was on Terry's side?
Well, hell yes, it's on Terry's side. First he passes gas in the bed, and they got no teeth. Yeah, it's from Terry's side.
Interesting.
He had the same thing. So, with the older kids, it's not really a big deal. You just build them out a little bit and a little bonding and they match all your other teeth.
Hers just never came in.
Well, she hasn't lost those baby teeth yet. So you can do one of two things. You can either squish them all together mm-hmm. and then they kind of like sand down the other teeth and make them look like the correct teeth. But, especially for girls, you want them to have like a big wide palate. It's just attractive. And so the other thing you can do is put spacers in there and then put implants in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it were me, as an adult, like if I were the kid, I would want my parents to make the decision to give me the wider palate. Mm-hmm. What would you want?
Oh God, that's so hard. Obviously, the wider palate, but I think how many years is it? Like that the kid would have to go through this whole process of not having
teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, there's ways they fix them. I mean, even in TV shows, when kids were missing teeth, they have these things called flippers. It's kind of a retainer, and mm-hmm. you just shove it in your mouth, and it gives you teeth.
Oh,
it's not really a big deal. Yeah. And during these ages, a lot of them don't have teeth anyway.
Right. So it's sort of like, but do it now while they're young.
Right. Exactly. But it's not a bad question. I have to find out what happens in the interim phase between, what age do the kids get all their teeth in the front, the big ones?
I feel like by the time that Kat already has all of hers in.
Well, especially the ones at the front. I mean, I would think by 8, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to talk to them about it. But Max and Nikki had palate expanders because they both had narrow palates. Mm-hmm. But Kat didn't have one. Right. She didn't need one.
Right.
My sister had one.
Oh.
I didn't have one.
So it's on your side too.
Well, the palate thing, for sure.
Yeah.
But the teeth thing is him. Anyway, I mean, man, these kids and their mouths and the whole thing. Crazy,
and it
right?
And it gets so expensive.
It's very expensive. Goodness. And now, these pediatric dentists, a lot of them, they do two stages of braces.
Right. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Anyway, so we've decided she needs a palate expander anyway. Because mm-hmm. she, just like Max and Nikki did.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. It's only, I think it's like a 6-7 month thing.
Oh, good.
But it's really annoying. Palate expanders are the worst. When my sister had one, she used to have, this was the old school one, she'd have to lie down and there was a key, there was a lock in there, and my mom would have to go in there with a key and turn it.
Oh my goodness gracious, mm-hmm. I just got chills.
This one they don't do, but it's almost like, it's really annoying looking. It's like they put a bracket in the back of your teeth and then imagine someone like unraveling a paper clip and sticking it in your mouth. That's what it is.
Poor thing.
Isn't that terrible?
But it'll be worth it.
So I explained it to her because we were at the dentist. I'm like, we don't have to do it now. We could do it next year or the year after. I said, but if you do it now, you only do it once. Mm-hmm. And when they're the younger they are, the softer the palate is. Mm-hmm. And she's at the perfect age to do it. Because when you get too old, this isn't a decision they can make later.
Right.
Just so everyone understands. Right. Because you might think, oh, why are you making the decision for her? If you're 16, it's over.
Right.
21, 25, you can't go back and expand the palate. Mm-hmm. It has to still be in that soft state. So I said, if you do it now, it'll be off by the time you go to camp this summer.
So she was like, done, let's do
it. Yeah, she goes, let's just do it then.
Good.
Anyway, so I'm taking her today to get the palate expander.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you go down that? Oh, because you were looking at the time. Because you had to leave.
And because Coco said her life was now over.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the Lindsay thing, and then we'll talk about Star Is Born.
Yes,
because that was so good. Oh my god,
so good,
so good. Okay, so I got a lot of comments from people saying, you know, you're so appropriate. How could you condone behavior like that? And kids in stores or whatever. So first, I'm going to make a disclaimer about Lindsay, and then I just want to talk in general about kids and stores and restaurants and the whole thing. I can say this because I know Lindsay, and Lindsay is a very, very appropriate person and would never do anything that would be inappropriate. She wouldn't. So whereas you might be seeing the kids with their little ride-on toys going through, you know, the high-end stores, I promise you they were in and out of there in 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. She would never let the kids hang, destroy anything, run around, be disrespectful, or anything like that. And, you know, maybe you think it was just disrespectful for them to be in there in the first place. That's, you know, up to you. I just know for Lindsay, she is just very appropriate.
Yeah, agreed. And the kids are so well-mannered.
Yes.
Yes, so.
And the kids are very well-mannered. But again, she wouldn't hang in the store.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's in. She picks her things. They probably took a lap in there, left, and Craig stayed and paid, as she was saying, and they moved on to the next thing.
Right.
It's just, like I said, I can't reiterate enough that she is just always appropriate and perfect in all those kinds of scenarios. But now let's just talk in general about kids and all this thing. So I was telling you, my mom and Terry, like, would get it a little bit. I remember being at the Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. The Cheesecake Factory, okay? And we were sitting there, and we were with the twins, and they must have been, gosh, I mean, were they even a year old or maybe 13 months old? They're at 9, 10, at that time where you give them bits of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're in high chairs and you're just cutting up yeah, whatever it is.
Right. And of course, you can imagine what underneath their chairs looked like.
Oh, disaster.
Disaster. And so my mom was, and she would say, make comments constantly, and she was so horrified. She was like, you need to clean that up. That's disgusting. You should bring a dustbuster with you. You should this, you should that. How can you, you know, you can't leave it like this. And Terry was like, listen, I was a waiter for a gazillion years. Leave it. He's like, it takes 2 seconds for someone to come by and sweep it up. It's the Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. They're not throwing food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you feel about all that?
I think if it's like a massive chunk and they just like throw it, right, I would probably go pick it up. But I think underneath, it's just sort of part, it's part of the gig. It's part of the deal. You have kids, it gets messy. It can happen with adults too, where things fall and whatever, like what you're supposed to clean up after yourself. I don't know. I think it's okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
But at first I was like very, I mean, again, like I'm kind of like Lindsay, like I'm, you know, I don't want anyone to put anyone out, and I don't want to make more work for someone.
Yeah.
But when Terry was like, no, you're at the Cheesecake Factory, you know, they just come and they sweep up.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, at any restaurant, I think you need to know, though, where it's age appropriate to be bringing your kids.
Right. Well, because you think like at a Mastro's, if you're making a mess, you think it would be different?
No. Actually, no. Now that you're saying that, no. We used to bring the babies there, and I see babies there all the time. And I promise you, there's stuff on the floor.
Yeah, I think it's just,
okay.
It's part of it, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think as long as it's not just like you're completely ignoring your child as your child's throwing forks and knives and things. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because they do that, but then those things you pick up. And,
well, you don't give them those things.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
If they grab something.
The other thing I used to do is
not knives, right?
Right. The other thing I used to do is, and they probably still have these. You'll have to tell me if your sister has these. They'd have these placemats. that stick onto the table. Mm-hmm. Do they still have those? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they have placemats, the disposable ones. You stick them onto the table, and they have, like, fun things to look at on them, ABCs and colors and pictures or whatever. And it was a twofold thing. Number one, now you don't have to wipe off the table because it's clean. You have a clean surface to put their food on because they're eating literally mm-hmm. off the table because you don't want to give them a plate that they might throw or it might drop or whatever. So you put the food on this placemat. And then when they were done, I would roll it up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that was like taking a lot of the food and the trash away.
Right.
And their bib and the whole thing and, mm-hmm. you know, put them all together so you could throw it away.
Kids are messy.
Kids are
messy. Babies are messy. It's just, what can you do?
Do you think there's a scenario where kids shouldn't be in the restaurant?
Yes, I do. I think it depends what restaurant. But I mean, I know with my sisters and all, they almost rather not go out because they know it's just going to be a constant. They're crying and you gotta get up. You gotta, you know, you're walking in and out of the restaurant. It's like a constant thing. But I think if it's a more formal restaurant, I probably would say no to kids.
Yeah, I agree. I think
because unless you're having an event,
like if someone's having, you know, it's an anniversary party and they're bringing all the kids, there's definitely exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you do your best,
mm-hmm.
but you don't clean up on the floor.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, Mom, you're wrong. I'm just saying. And then let's talk about stores.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Lindsay's a master of shopping with kids. I've never seen anything like it. She's really fast. She like has a system where the way she gives them a snack and entertains them and gets her stuff done in and out. I don't know if I could do it.
What? Because you?
Because I just found,
but like, is shopping like therapeutic for you, or is it like?
No, I don't like
necessity,
shopping.
Necessity, or is it
necessity?
Right.
I am not. I've never been someone that enjoys. I know this is so weird, but I've never been someone that enjoys just walking into a store, strolling around.
You don't like to just walk through Target just to walk through?
Target, yes.
But not a department store?
Right.
Interesting.
I like Target.
Yeah.
A lot.
Me too.
I like Target. I like Walmart. And I even like Home Depot.
Yeah.
I can get lost in those places.
Home Goods, TJ Maxx, all
yes.
those places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best.
By the way, Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Those places I love. There's a lot of like things to look at. I find it interesting. I'm talking about, because I guess I was thinking about the post we did.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like walking through South Coast Plaza
yeah.
and going into boutiques.
Right. Although sometimes you do. But on the regular, you're not one to be like, okay, I'm just going to go shopping.
Never.
Yeah. But Lindsay likes to shop. Lindsay will probably go to Nordstrom at least like a few times.
A week. Yes.
Right?
No, and she's good at it.
Right. So I think she's sort of like,
she enjoys it.
She enjoys it. And she now knows how to do it properly with children because she'll even take Parker and the two little ones.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. She's great. That's my point.
Yeah.
She's great at it. I was trying to think, because I don't love shopping to begin with, but like I would bring the kids like to Target and places
yeah.
like that. But when I was doing, if I was ever going into like an adult store,
mm-hmm.
would I bring them? For me, probably not, because two reasons. Number one, I'd be worried that someone would touch something.
Yeah.
And number two, it would kill my experience.
Exactly.
And because I don't shop that often.
That was my point. Yeah.
I couldn't relax because I'd be worried about what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you have to just be smart. I think sometimes you have to bring your kids shopping.
Yeah.
By the way, whether it's to the grocery store or Target or Nordstrom or wherever it is, you either have to shop for yourself. Maybe you have an event coming up. You got all these kids with you. You don't have a sitter. You,
mm-hmm.
you got to bring the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about being appropriate. Like we were talking about restaurants. I mean, you're in the shoe department. Kids love the shoe department.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fun things to do at the shoe department. But you know what? You don't let them walk around and move all the shoes.
Right.
You set them up at a little area and you give them one of those like shoe things to measure and you let them play.
Right.
Shoe salesperson and measure each other's feet and sit there and say, what would you like? You know what I mean? It's funny. You just give them
yeah.
a little scenario and you let them play and you can do what you need to do or you be prepared. And this is what Lindsay's really good at. She always has like crafts, like low impact crafts in her bag or the iPad, quite frankly, the phone, whatever it is to keep them occupied so you can do what you need to do. The only thing I do not like when I'm in a store, I don't care what store it is, is I don't want to see kids running like crazy people. I don't like when they're touching things. I find that inappropriate. You need to watch your children. You're in charge of them. So whether you're in an incredibly high-end store or you're in, you know, a big box store, you have to watch your children. Mm-hmm. Because even if you're at Costco with them, there's a shelf of fill in the blank. Someone wants to buy that. Mm-hmm. So if your kid's pulling it off the shelf and touching it and fingerprints all over it, I don't think that's cool.
Yeah. Because imagine if that was your product, right?
Yes.
And now no one wants to buy your product because now it's just been messed with and played with, whatever. I think for me, the most anxiety I have is when I see kids that are just by themselves and the parents, like, you, I know where the parents are. I can see them. But the child is like completely roaming off and like the parent has no idea. That to me just gives me.
That's a whole different ball of wax.
I just feel like, oh my God, just have. And I don't believe in like the whole leash thing. I just can't get on board with it.
No, me neither.
But it's like, then just don't bring your kid around if you know that they're going to be the type that's just.
Or you divide and conquer. One of you shops and one of you watches.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, everyone's got their, like I'm saying, everyone's got their own scenarios. Some people can leave the kids at home. Some people have to have them with them. But, you know, be smart about it. Mm-hmm. Do it at a time like when it's, I used to do a thing when I would put them in the cart, mm-hmm. especially the twins. I would make sure it was snack time.
Yeah.
I would take them at a time where I could give them something to occupy themselves mm-hmm. so that it wasn't a disaster, or nap time. Mm-hmm. You know, when they were in the little bucket seats and everything, you could put them in the bucket seat in the, what do you call that? The shopping cart.
Yeah.
And they would just sleep while you shopped.
That's a good age. That
that's
you can
baby,
do a
baby.
Lot. Yeah.
Absolutely. But as they're getting older and running around, you know, take them to the park first. Let them run around and expend their energy.
Right.
And then you can seat them somewhere. Because if you take kids, especially ages 3 to, or even 2, mm-hmm. ages 2 to 8, where you can't, you know.
But what kid wants to sit there while the parent shops? I mean, they're
none, but that's
I'm
why.
I'm tired. Well, can we leave? And it's like, oh my gosh, like that ruins everyone else's experience, you know?
Right. So you have to make deals and you have to be smart about it. Like I said, sometimes you can take them somewhere to expend energy first. Take them to the park. If like I know by our Target, there's a Chuck E. Cheese right there. Mm-hmm. You can give them lunch, let them play, run around Chuck E. Cheese. And then it's like, all right, we're going to do an hour of this. And then we're going to do an hour of shopping. Mm-hmm. Or you say, hey, if you can, you know, be good and blah, blah, blah for this amount of time that I'm shopping at this store.
Then I'll take you.
Then I'm going to take you such and such. And if you're not good, we're not going. Mm-hmm. And that way it gives them something to say, okay, I know this sucks. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just going to sit here. And you just remind them, remember, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Give them a timer and stick to it. But listen, if they're great, you have to take them.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they're not great, do not take them for that special thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I think. I think they're your children. You're in charge of them. And you're also giving them life lessons about how to behave in public.
How to be appropriate. Absolutely. Yep.
Do you think we covered that?
I think so.
Okay. Thanks for all your comments. I appreciate it. Busy Phillips is hosting a new late night show on E! Called Busy Tonight. Busy Phillips is going to be your new best friend. And she's kicked off her premiere week with the help of some late night legends, including Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Samantha Bee, and Andy Cohen. What I love about Busy is how playful and real she is. She tells it like it is, she's fun, and she can rock a nightgown. This show is unlike any other late night show out there, and I love sitting down after a long day and just hanging with Busy. The show is on 4 nights a week from Sunday to Wednesday on E!, so it's the perfect excuse to stay in. And it's a great hang with Busy's Hollywood friends stopping by, including Kirsten Bell and Vanessa Hutchins. She covers topics you care about with her own unfiltered opinions with a margarita or two. So check it out and tell your friends you're going to be busy every Sunday through Wednesday at 10, 9 Central on E! It's good to be busy tonight. Star is Born.
Oh my gosh.
So did I tell you what my mom said about Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Did I tell the show?
No.
So my mom was like, when she had seen the movie, she's like, Lady Gaga's brilliant. Oh my gosh. Do you know she wrote and performed all the songs? I'm like, it was almost like she didn't know who Lady Gaga was.
Right.
It was hilarious. I'm like, yeah, that's I know. It's Lady Gaga. That's what she does.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the movie?
I mean, I thought it was brilliant. I really did. I haven't seen a movie where I was so engaged from literally the moment it started to the absolute end.
I never thought Bradley Cooper was good looking till this movie.
Stop. Okay. You're like the only one.
I know. That's okay. Maybe not my type. I mean, not that I thought he was ugly or anything. I don't know.
Which is funny because in this movie, he's not the most attractive.
It's his eyes.
I know.
His eyes are piercing. Oh my gosh.
I know.
He was so sexy in the movie. Did I hear that? I know he sang in the movie, but did he write some of the songs
too?
Yeah,
he helped.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. By the way, if he's not, I hope he gets the full Kevin Costner Dancing with Wolves treatment for the Oscars, because that guy should be nominated for directing, acting, the whole thing.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And we had so much fun.
It was fun.
We went with a whole group of girls and it was so fun.
It was a good time. And I bawled my eyes out. The first time and the second time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I cried a little bit, but I was just so taken with the performances. I thought they were so good.
Just every song. I think I was just enamored by the whole thing. I mean, it's so captivating. Like when she opens her mouth, you just like stop what you're doing.
Oh, her voice is just too much.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's brilliant. And you know what I liked? I felt like the way they told the story was really good, because you didn't – I mean, everyone knows it's basically, you know –
love story.
It's a love story about, you know, this girl who was not famous and becomes famous. All right, there you go. And so, because you know it's Lady Gaga, you know she can sing.
Right.
And so you're waiting for it. But I've seen movies where it's like that, and all of a sudden they're just brilliantly talented, and you're like, come on, like, how'd that happen? I thought the way it unfolded really worked.
Mm-hmm. That's, he did such a great job.
Oh.
Yeah.
So did you see someone did a mashup of all their interviews?
Yes.
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
She goes, when you're in a room full of people and no one believes you except that one person, he's that guy, to Bradley Cooper. But she says it in every single interview. And they did a whole montage of every time she said it. Hilarious.
So funny. Doesn't that scare you, though? Because you're obviously in the limelight. You do a lot of interviews.
I do the same thing. We all do.
Right. It's but when you're on that level, wouldn't you think, okay, this is going to be literally heard 1,000 times. Why say the same thing? Have another line. Say something else.
Well, maybe she did, but they're just glomming onto that. But what happens is when you start doing press for something, you have some very strong feelings about things. Yeah. I mean, even when we were going around about the book, I probably said the same thing over. Yeah. I mean, I would add things because they would ask different questions. And so you'd answer differently. But there's a few key things Right. that you say over and over again.
Or that one story that you say
over and over again.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Is that so funny?
She looks fantastic.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Stunning.
So good.
And I lean over to Natalie. I'm like, is he married? She's like, yes. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, so are you.
I didn't want to remind you.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oopsies. Oopsies.
You look too happy.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I'm doing the expander thing today.
Yes. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. And then what else? What's going on this weekend? Oh, tell me about Riley's birthday.
We're going to Chicago.
So why Chicago?
Remember we went to that charity and we won the hotel stay.
Yes.
So he was like, we should go now when it's cold in Chicago, because that's when we can use it. And he's like, I would love to take you, because that was like his old stomping ground.
Are you going to go to the Polo Bar?
I don't know.
You have to go to the Polo Bar. You know where else you should go? You should go to Juliana Rancic's restaurant, RSM.
Oh, yeah. I should. He has like a whole list of places.
I know, bougie man. I know.
But he's dying to see Hamilton. So
it's playing there.
It is.
Cool.
Yeah. So
it's so good.
Really?
Oh, it's so good. One of the best musicals I've ever seen, ever.
I wonder if it'll be the same, though, as New York.
I will tell you this. I think that show is so difficult to do that
if they're doing it, they must be doing it right.
That they're only hiring, I mean, the highest level. That's an A city, so there's A city tour. It's going to be great. Speaking of that, you know what's interesting that you mentioned that? Did you see any of the Wicked thing?
I only saw a clip of Ariana Grande.
I haven't. All right, so I recorded it. Why was it on at 10 o'clock at night?
I didn't even hear about it.
Yes. So they did this. It's the 15-year anniversary of Wicked. And they did a special, a very Wicked Halloween or something like that, because of the anniversary and whatever. So Kristen Chenoweth, Idina Menzel, Ariana Grande, da-da-da. And they did this special where they were singing together, and I knew about it, but I was really shocked they put it on at 10 at night because so many younger kids would want to watch it. Anyway, I haven't watched the whole thing yet because Kat and Coco want to see it with me, so we're going to watch it this weekend. But I did go on watch clips, and so I saw Kristen and Dina sing for good together, and I saw a few little things here and there, but they did something so amazing, and this is going to be why this reminded me. They did a thing when they were singing. They opened up the curtains. It makes me, like, gives me chills a little bit. They opened up the curtains and they brought out every Glinda and Elphaba pair from the 15 years.
Oh, that's so special.
But you can imagine it wasn't that many people. It may have been, let me see, like 12 couples, yeah. Maybe 24 wow. people on stage. And one of them's a friend of mine from college.
Really?
Yeah, Julia Murney.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think her Instagram is Julia K. Murney. But Julia Murney, actually, I've known her since we went to Carnegie Mellon together for a summer program in high school.
Wow.
That's when I fell through the roof. Julia was there. I never told you that story.
Roof?
I'll tell you that story another time. Save that one. But Julia was there. Anyway, Julia, I don't know if she was on Broadway or she was in the tour, but she played Elphaba.
Wow.
And so... And she had tweeted like, oh, I did the Wicked thing. I'm in the back. I don't know if you're going to see me. But they did such a great job of highlighting each pair of them, spotlighted, showed them. They each sang, like had a moment to sing a line.
So
I was
cool.
So proud of her. I tweeted to her. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's so incredible to be a part of history.
Right.
You know? And they were all so brilliant.
Yeah.
Because in order to sing Wicked, you have to be a brilliant singer.
Yeah.
I mean, those songs are major vocal songs. So it was crazy. So when it comes to Hamilton is my point.
Same sort of caliber of.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm excited.
You're going to love it.
I can't wait. So I've never seen any sort of Broadway, so I'm excited.
What?
No.
We didn't go to a show when we went to New York?
No, we only did press during the day.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, next time we go to New York, we need to go see a show.
I know. So exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. I'm sort of hoping we might get to go for Terry's show.
Oh.
For License to Kill.
Oh. Because of press?
Yes. Oh. So if we go, maybe come with.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Would that be so fun? Because he'll be busy.
Perfect.
So we can visit the mothership, Bergdorf's.
Oh.
Yes.
Coming from the woman who does not like to shop.
Only at Bergdorf's. But you know what's funny? I don't even walk around. I just go to the shoe department.
Oh, really? Oh, because they're just known for their shoes.
I go to the shoe department and I go to the first floor. I'll walk through the first floor because they always have very interesting, like, you know those Edie Parker bags? They're the Edie Parker bags are clutches made out of plexiglass. Mm. And they're sparkly. I have one that's black with a little gold on the side. Some people get their names put on them. Mm. But anyway, Bergdorf had them first.
Gotcha.
And now Edie Parker has her own boutique and the whole thing, but they were there first. And so they have interesting new things like that and a very cool little Chanel accessories boutique. Mm-hmm. And they have Van Cleef on that level.
Oh,
and it's just very pretty to walk around. Put all the purses up, and it's just it's just very pretty in there. But my guy Joseph Costello, who I love at Bergdorf's, he sends these delicious emails all the time and shows what's available. So I shop that way.
Oh, must be very nice.
I don't like to go into stores, but I do like the shoe department. That is the best shoe. If you can't find the pair of shoes you're looking for at Bergdorf's shoe department,
maybe one day when I shop there.
I'm going to take you. You have a big birthday coming up.
I think we may
have to do something mildly epic.
Oh my God, no. No,
so fun.
That would be fun, but no. Don't even think
Wheels
about it.
Wheels are turning.
I know, I can see your eyes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, but no.
Okay, I'll start thinking about
that.
Don't
even go there.
Anyway, I know, girl that doesn't like to shop, but... Yeah. All right. So you're going to go see Hamilton. You're going to shop because shopping's great in Chicago.
No, I don't shop.
No, you don't.
No. But we'll eat.
So you'll eat and we'll see a show.
We'll see the show. Yes. I'm very, very excited about it.
That's so cool. Who else is there? Steve Harvey's not there anymore because now he's in L.A. Is there any other shows there?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. Oh, my God. You're going to have so much
fun.
That's awesome.
But it's not for a few weeks, so.
All right. So what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, it's my sister's birthday. Jessica is the oldest.
Oh. How old is she turning?
She's turning 36.
Oh. And what are you going to do?
We're not sure yet. I think she just wants to do like a casual dinner. She has the three little ones. One's sick. You know, it's hard.
She needs somewhere for them to throw the food.
Exactly. Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Table of 10?
Exactly. And then finish purging my closet.
Right. Okay. Yes. Very nice. Very
and
good.
You will be sleeping and watching sleeping, shows.
Really? I mean, come on. But I've promised Coco. Oh, let me ask you guys this. So Coco, you know, really wants a turtle.
Okay.
Is that the wet one or the dry one?
I thought we went over this
I
already.
Don't remember now. Tortoise turtle. I don't know. The dry one.
Does it? But okay.
And then my friend Sarah's friend sent her these pictures of these little like iguana looking things that are like bearded dragons that apparently they don't run very fast. Okay. They're slow. Ugh. And the kids play with them and they put them in their dollhouse.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I'm going to take her to, there's a place called Prehistoric Pets. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take her there on Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
I promised.
On Saturday. And this is just to get, or is this part of her birthday gift?
It's going to be her birthday present.
Okay.
But I want to go look at it and see. And so I have two.
The good thing is that it's low maintenance.
Yeah, except turtles live till like 90.
It's fine. It's great.
It's going to outlive all of us, turtle. Fine. So I promised her that. So if anyone has a good idea for that kind of contained pet, yes, let me know. And then the other thing is, she refuses to sleep in her own bed. I don't know what to do. Hmm. Cat wants her out. O-U-T out.
Is there any way to bribe her to sleep?
I tried that, yes, with the Lego. She slept in her bed for 3 nights and then it was over. Mm-hmm. I bought monster spray. Mm-hmm. Well, we made it, let's be honest. But we had the monster spray. Mm-mm.
And what is it?
She's scared. She doesn't want to be alone.
Oh, she's scared. Mm-hmm. And you have the night lights, you have everything.
I have everything. I've done all the traditional stuff. Yeah. So if anyone has anything outside the box, please, I'm desperate.
Okay.
Let me know. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. Have a fabulous weekend. I hope everyone had a wonderful and safe Halloween. By the way, I definitely let my kids eat their candy the night of Halloween and then we give it away.
Oh, good.
I don't like the saving it for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And then you find candy everywhere and
eat it, enjoy it, and then we give it to one of those places that donates it.
Good.
Thank you guys so much. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.